You holding Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. Here about the two dots we're holding. Rabbi Meir Oimer Afilu B'Meshicha. Rabbi Meir says that there's a mitzvah agad. There's a mitzvah to tie the lulav together. The three meaning together. So in the Mishnah it says you could even do B'Meshicha. Even with a string you could also do it. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. View the Shita was Dafka or Min Lulav you have to use. And Rabbi Meir Shita was Afilu B'Meshicha. Moses Tanya, Amr Rabbi Meir, Maisa Biyakira, Maisa Biyakira Yerushalayim, was a Maisa with the Choshev, the important people of Yerushalayim, Shoyoidim Etlulveyim, the Gemunyosh Shozov. They used to make the agate, they used to tie the lulz together with mamish strings of gold. That's what they used to use. This is a riot to Rabbi Meir, that you don't have to use the min of the lulz, the leaves of the lulz to tie it around with. You could use anything, I bet it looks nice. So Omru Loi, Rabbi Yehuda answered back to him and said, Misham Raif, over there you want to bring a proof. No, the Akir Rishalayim, the Choshva people there also. On the bottom of the Lulav, we have to make the Agad L'Shem Mitzvah's Agad. They used to do it with the leaves of the Lulav. They did with the Min, the same Min, the same type of the Lulav. Just on top though, then they made it look nice, and that they did with gold. And so this could be according to Yehuda Shita also. Because the Yehuda Shita we had before was he holds there's a mitzvah agad. Mitzvah agad means you have to take the minim and tie it together. So he said a savori, if you're going to take another minim and tie it around, since it's a mitzvah to tie it around, it looks like you're taking five minim. And that's about taisif, you're not allowed to do that. So you have to tie it around with the min of the lulav. Now, once you tied it around on the bottom, and you did the mitzvah agad, you're makayim the mitzvah. Now if you take gold and put it on top, even though you're tying them around on top, that's not l'tzarich mitzvah, because you don't need that. So therefore it's not called you're taking another min, a fifth min. It's just called you're making the lulav look nice. That you're allowed to do. Zekele v'anvei, you're allowed to make your lulav look nice. You can put gold around your lulav if you want, that's okay. Omaluhu rabba lehanu megadle hashana debe reshkulusa. Rabba went to speak to the people, Megadle Hashana means that would make the lulav. In other words, the people that would take the three minim, the hadasim, the arovis, and put it into the lulav, and wrap around the lulav. So Rabba went to speak to these people. That did it, levei resh galusa. They did it for the resh galusa, the head of the golus. Levei resh galusa. That ki gadlisu hashana, devei resh galusa, that when you make it, when you put it together, the lulav, for the resh galusa, Shar Yabay base yad. You should know on the bottom of the lulav, make sure there's a base yad, there's enough place there that the hand should be able to hold the lulav and the other three minim together. In other words, don't tie it so low in the bottom, because you're not allowed to hold it where you're tying it together. There should not be a chatzitza, there should not be anything dividing between your hands and the minim. In other words, Rabba holds, you have to lekachtem, you have to take the three minim in your hands. You have to hold the lulav, the hadasim, and the arovis. Your hand has to be touching all three of them. So if you're going to just take, like we have the kesher, and put it into the kesher, and hold the kesher, Rabba holds, that's no good. Because you're not touching the lulav, you're not touching the hadasim, you're touching the kesher, the tying around. Rabba holds, that's no good. Therefore he said, tie it true a little bit higher. Today you'll be able to hold the bottom of it, the base yad, where you hold it, you'll hold it directly, your hands will touch the lulav, the hadasim and the arovis. And Rashi says, Shaira bo base yad, mitachas lo'ogut, on the bottom of you tying it together, leave over a place, shelo yikachenu b'mokam ogdoi, that you should not have to hold it at the mokam where you're tying it together. Tikasov, because Rabba holds, eino aged min ha-mitzvah, he holds karabonin, tiyamri ein tzorach aged, his Rabba holds like the rabbonin shita. That of the mitzvahs, lulav, you don't have to tie it together. If you want to tie it together, it's only because you want to make it look nice. But it's not a min, it's not a mitzvah. Therefore, it's called a chatzitza, he holds. The Rashi said, the loin heavy chatzitza. Ben yad loy shan, you should not have anything dividing, separating your hand and holding the lulav. V'yein zulakicha, it's not called lakicha then. Like you're not holding the lulav, you're holding the kesher, you're holding what you're tying it around with. And since Rabba holds like the Rabbon and Shita, you don't have to tie it together. It's not part of the mitzvah. Therefore, you should not hold that part of the lulav. Your hand should be touching the lulav itself, the hadasim themselves, and the rovas themselves. Rav Amar, Rav has said no. Kola anosoi eino chaitzitz. In other words, Rav holds la locha, even like Rabba, that we hold like the Rabbanan Shita. There's no mitzvah you have to make agad. You could be yaitz of the mitzvah just by holding the three medium in your hand, even though it's not tied together. That we tie together our lulav today, that's only mishum zekel v'anveyu, to make it look nice. So then the question is, l'chur tzachatitza, how do we hold the kesher? L'chur, we're not holding the lulav in our hand, we're touching the kesher. So the Teretz says that's not called a chatzitza. Why? Kol le'nosoi. Anything you do to make the lulav itself look nice, that's not called a chatzitza. In other words, the swirl like it's bottled to the lulav. It becomes a part of the lulav. You're not stop putting something else, a piece of paper around the lulav. You're doing this kesher to make the lulav look nice. It's like we had a swirl by the noy sukkah. Anything that's near the sukkah is like bottled to the schach. If it's near the noy sukkah, it becomes part of the schach. It's kosher. Here also, since you're putting the agad, you're tying around the lulav to make the lulav look nice, even though you don't have to do it, but if you do it to make it look nice, it's bottled to the lulav, and it's not called a chatzitza. Like we do, you're allowed to hold the kesher itself, that's also called lakicha. The Yomar Rabba, Rabba said another halacha. Lelinkat inish hoishana besudra. A person should not hold the lulav besudra in his handkerchief. In other words, don't take a handkerchief and put it around your hand, and then hold the lulav. Why? Because the mitzvah is lekachtem. You have to take the lulav and hold it in your hand. And here it's not called lekicha. If you're holding it with a handkerchief, that's not called lekicha. So drashi lelinkat inish hayshana besudra. Kisha noitloi lotzeis boy. When you're picking up the lulav to take it, I'm not from the kind of the mitzvah. Lo yichrach sudar shebeng seifov al yodoi. Don't tie around the sudar. Or Rashi Mashma, the scarf that you're wearing between your neck, al yadav, you shouldn't put it on your hands. The yochas be a lulav, and with this you hold the lulav. In other words, don't hold material in your hand and then grab the lulav, because that's called the chatzitza. It's not called you holding the lulav. And the pasuk says ulakachtem, you have to hold it with your bare hand. For Rava says no, lekicha idei davaracha shemol lekicha, he holds no, it's kosher, even though it's idei davaracha. You're not mamish holding the lulav, but since you're holding it through something else, that's also called a good lakicha. In other words, it's part of your hand, so it's called like you're taking it now. That's the way you take it. I think Tais says there's a chilik. If you tie the handkerchief around the lulav itself and you hold it, that will be called a chatzitza, because that's not called you're taking it. That's called you're taking the lulav the way it is, and the lulav has a chatzitza around it, has a handkerchief around the lulav. That zichur would be possible. But here we're talking about the lulav itself is okay. Just you have something around your hand, so that's called you're going now to take the lulav. Ayidei davracha, something else is helping you to go take the lulav. That's okay. That's Rav's halacha. Well, soon see, how does Rav know it? Omar Rav says like this. Minoa aminolo. How do I know this yisoid? The lekicha ayidei davracha shemol lekicha. If I go to take the lulav, even though I'm not taking it directly, I'm taking it with a handkerchief, it's also called lakicha. Since the lulav itself is a regular kosher lulav, there's nothing around the lulav. You're just going to take it when you have a handkerchief around your hand, that's still called the good lakicha. Where's the raya? The Tanan, we learned like this. Eizav kotzer. If you have the eizav, there's a high stop to grass that you have to dip in when you're making the mechatis, when you want to be metayer a person that touched the mace, you have to take the ashes of the paraduma, you put it into water, and then you dip in the eizav, and with the eizav, you spritz the water onto the tummy, onto the person of the tummy. So what's going to be now with eizav kotzer? You have a small hyssop. The grass is very small. It doesn't reach into the glass, which it can't reach the water. Shrashi eizav kotzer. Shoyi mavi'in mechates mi'ilir. They used to carry this mechates, the water that we spritz on you to make you tor, vishvaferi shokanim. They used to have like a long tube. Arucha, it's a long tube they used to have. And they would store in these long tubes the mechatis. And they would dip then the ezov into this long tube. And they would spritz it onto the person's tummy. What's going to be now? What's going to be if the ezov, this high stop, this grass, is not long enough? So you stick it into the pipe, into the long jar. It doesn't reach the bottom, it doesn't reach the mechatis. So how are you going to get it to reach the bottom of the mechatis? So locher is mesafkoi, you could like extend it. Rashi is like marichoi, kedei svukoi, you could extend it. Bechot uvekush, use a string or use a kush. Rashi plach, it means a needle. Sha'anoshim toibas boy. The needle that an isha uses to weave with, she could use that, like stick the needle into the yezoif and extend the yezoif. So you're holding the needle, and the needle is pushing down the yezoif. That's kosher. V'toivel, and stick the yezoif now, get it into the bottom, to the water. Umala, bring it up. Then v'oiches be'ezoif, then take away the needle and grab onto the yezoif itself. Umaza, and you'll spritz it on to the person that's tummy. That's the halacha. Now the kasher is, amai, why is it kosher like this? How come you're allowed to extend the yezoif into the water, not by actually holding the ezoiv, but by holding a needle that's extended into the ezoiv? The Torah says, v'lokach v'tovol omrachmona. The Torah says you have to take the ezoiv and dip it into the mechatis. So it says, v'lokach, you have to take it. So chur, take it, it means you have to hold on to the ezoiv, hold on to this haisa, and then dip it into the mechatis. Here you're not holding on to it, you have a long needle attached that the needle is stuck into the haisa, and you're only holding the needle, and you're pushing it down. So why is that called the belokach? El olav shemamina, from here, it's a proof to me that lekicha yidei dovracha shemo lekicha. Yes, lemaisa, I'm going to take the yezif, even though it's not long enough, so I'm holding a needle to be able to take the haisa with. So it's all called, I'm taking the yezif. So you see, even though I'm using something else to help me along, still it's called, I'm holding the yezif. Here also, so by the lulav, even though I'm taking a handkerchief to help me hold the lulav, that's kosher.
Yeah.
Then Rashi speaks out, if so, why after you take out the azov, do you have to hold it in your hand and spritz it? Like, why can't you still spritz it when you're holding on to the needle? The chord's still called the good lekicha. Rashi's einachanami, just you can't spritz it so good. You can't be mechavan exactly where to spritz it, that's why you're supposed to hold on to it after you pull it out. But I call upon him, it's a rai here, lekicha, yedei dovracha, shmo lekicha. So Gemara says, no, mimai, what's the rai, what's the proof of here? Dilma shani hosom, kivon de chibrei kegufa dami. Maybe over there, when you stick the needle or the string onto the hysaps, since you're attaching it to it, it becomes part of it. So that's why it's called the good lekicha. Because the mamish called, you're holding on part of the ezoif. Trashi. So maybe here it's better. My shenkin, in our case, when you're holding a handkerchief in your hand, and now you're going to grab the lulav, the handkerchief is not attached to the lulav. So maybe the handkerchief does not become part of the lulav. So then maybe it's not called the good lekicha. Maybe it's called you're holding onto the handkerchief, not onto the lulav. Why over here have you put a needle into the ezov and hold on to the needle? Is it good? Because the needle is like attached to the ezov. So it's called like one body. So that's why it's called the good lekicha, maybe. But maybe where the handkerchief is not attached to the lulav, maybe here it's no good. So most of them here, there's no proof. El atayi, Rabbah brings us proof from another case. El amihocha. Nofal mishvaferes loshakas posel. Shvaferes, that's this pipe again, that they used to carry around the efer of the mechat, of the chattis. They burnt, paraduma, they used to carry around the yeshes, and then they would pour out the yeshes into a shakas. That's a kli, made out of kli evin, that they used to have water there, mayim chayim, and that's the way they would make the mayim chayim now. Now, you don't have to carry around the mayim chayim. It's enough just to carry around the ashes of the paraduma, and then you pour it into mayim chayim. So what's going to be if it fell out by itself? No foul mishpaferes. It fell out of this pipe, the ashes, l'shakas, it fell into the shakas by itself. It's possible. That's no good. But the posuk says you have to pour it. The person has to do it. If it falls by itself, it's no good. That's the beginning, last line, the beginning, v'lokchu me'efes reifes achates v'nosan, she'elokeach b'yodei v'noisen. It's mashed from the pasuk, you have to hold the ashes and throw the ashes into the water. Mashenkin over here, it just fell out by itself from the pipe. The ashes fell out by itself into the water, that's no good. Tzadik do, ho'hepiloihu, kosher. But mashme, if he had kavona, if he had this pipe, let's say the pipe was in his, in between his knees, and by itself it fell over, but he had mischaven, he was mischaven that it should fall over, that is kosher. Drashi hoipilohu. The mischaven, he had kavon, he had in mind. Dum ye denofom yelof, like it fell by itself. Shle ochaz be'efer atzma, didn't hold on to the efer by itself. El ochaz be'foferis, you were holding on to the pipe just. V'ni aron, and it spilled out. L'tech shakas kosher. Hey, mashma, if you're holding the pipe and you pour out the efer into the mayim, that's also kosher. So kosher is a may. Why is it kosher? V'lokcho v'nosan amarach mona. The Torah says you have to take the ashes and put the ashes into the water. So v'lokcho should mean you have to hold the ashes in your hand and throw it into the water. So why is it enough if you're just holding the pipe and like pouring out the ashes into the water? It shouldn't be enough. El olav shramin, from here it's a good proof that if you take it, even though you're holding something else when you're taking it, like here, you're taking the ashes of the poraduma, but you're not holding the ashes directly in your hand. You're holding the pipe, that inside the pipe is the ashes. That's also called the good lekicha. So you see, the dog racha is called the good lekicha. Yeah. So that's Rabba's raya. Yeah. The loch is like that. Yeah. Right. The Yama Rabba, Rabba says another loch. A person should not like push the lulav into the kesher, into the hoshana. Why? Dilma nasri tarfei. Maybe the leaves will fall off when you're doing that. And then the leaves will be in between the lulav, will become a chatzitza. So Rashi learns the yomar rabba gors bakulan. Loi lidot inish lulav v'yoshana. Le'achar she'ogad ha'arova v'hadas yachad. After you tie together the hadasim and the arovas together with the lulav, so it's all tied together like we have a kesher, don't now come and stick, push through the lulav into the hole where you have it set there for the lulav to go through. Don't now, after you tie the hadasim and the arovas together, don't now pull it through. Why? Dilma naskri tarfri, halulav mashir olay hadas. When you're pulling through the lulav now, maybe you're going to pull off some leaves of the adasim. You pull off some leaves of their rovis. Or mishtairim biyogud, and they'll be stuck there in the yogud, in the tying together, these leaves will still be stuck there. And it'll come out, v'choytetzin vein min lamin, v'einam agudim yachad liyas l'kicha rachas. So since you have leaves now stuck in between the yagad, that's not called one min. That's not called you're taking just the 3 minim here. It's called you have something else in between. Like you're supposed to hold just the hadassim, the rovas, and the lulav together. That's what your hand's supposed to be holding. If you have leaves in between, it's not called one lekicha. It's called you have hadassim and something dividing in between. That's not called a good lekicha. You have to make sure the leaves are not there. So therefore, don't just push fast like the lulav through, because by pushing the lulav through, you're going to make the leaves fall off. That's what Rabbi said. For Rabbi said back, no, Allah is like Rabbi. That min b'mino ain't a chaytzis. That's always a cloud. These leaves that fall off the hadasim and the arovis, it's a min. It's a type of the hadasim. It's a type of the arovis. So the cloud is always min b'mino. The same type of the substance is not called a chaytzis one with the other. So even though the leaves fell off, still avada it's kosher. For Yomar Rabba, Rabba says another locha. Loi legos inish lulva b'hoshana de mishtairi hutza ve'vi chaytzisa. Laligos, you should not cut. Laligos in this person should not cut lulva, the lulav, for hoshana, when it's tied up together. Mishtaru hutsa, because the bad part is there, the chatzit, it's called chatzit. Rashi learns, loyish lulav yoshana. Im orech, yoisi dam, in aroya rota tulum. You have very long, tall arovis. Ovo la koitzitsoi, and you want to cut it off now. Mitachas the bottom of it. Loyik tsasenu bioide baguda. Don't cut it off while it's still attached in the lulav. Eloyotienu, take that rovis out, to solve it over the bottom, the yachs of yoga, then put it back into the lulav. But if you already put that rovis through the lulav, it's attached now, don't just take the knife and cut off the bottom part of it. Why? The mishtayir hutza, shel lulav telushin minashedra b'teichagid, because lefi sh'olei halulav aruchin, o mechobore mitachas hashedra, v'nim shochim v'yolam k'neged goyvo shalulav. The same thing. If you cut off by the bottom, you may cut off part of the lulav, and then the leaves will not be attached anymore. Like if you cut the bottom part of the lulav, so the strings, the leaves, are not attached anymore. Because the leaves start from the bottom. So if you cut the bottom, so the leaves are not going to be attached to the lulav. And you have then the leaves of the lulav are there, again, to be a chatzitza. There's going to be a separation between the holding of the lulav, the hadasim, and the arovas. So anytime you want to cut anything from the bottom, first take it out, cut it off, and that's all. Then just put back what you have left into the agad, into the twine together. Mashenka, if you're going to leave the bottom parts of it there, it's going to be a chatzitza. You have something dividing in between the lekicha, the taking of the lulav of the adasim and the rovis. That's Rabbi Shita again. That's called a chatzitza. Just like the leaves are a chatzitza, who are then the stems are called a chatzitza, or the leaves are the lulav. And in this again, Rav answers back and says no. For Rav Omer again, no. Min b'minoy ain't a chatzitz. It's also min b'minoy. Even if you cut off the bottom part of the lulav. So what's going to be? The leaves are not attached anymore to the lulav. So what? That's not called the chatzitzim, because the leaves of the lulav, or the stems of the adasim and the arovis, is all part of the gimominim. So since they're attached together, they're tied together, there's no nafkimina. Whether they're attached or not attached, it's not called the chatzitzim. For Yomar Rabba says like this, Hadash shel mitzvah, the hadasim that you have in your lulav, you're losing for the mitzvah, also l'reich boy. You're not allowed to smell it. During Yom Tif, you're not allowed to smell the hadasim. Rashi also l'reich boy, the gamrina misukah. We learn it out from the sukkah. The yafinu perakama, the chal shem shemayim alatzei sukkah, leser bano kol shiva. Just like we said before, the yatzei sukkah is also bano all 7 days. Hoya v'huksa l'mitzvah, since it's set aside for the mitzvah, see here also, since the hadasim are set aside for the mitzvah, it's also to have your own hanor from it. So therefore, it's also l'areich boy. So even though it's a bit of shredus Rashi, even though the Chur Rashi is mixing up two things, that we sell chal shem shemayim alatzei sukkah, that was a deraisadik halacha there. There we learn out in Zereshova, chag chag. Just like by the chagiga, just like the korban is chal shem shemayim, who would then on the sukkah it's chal shem shemayim. That was one halacha. That's a deraisadik halacha. Here the Chur it's a muksadik halacha. Here it's halacha, something you set aside for the mitzvah, it's like set aside for the mitzvah, so like with the rabbanon, it's also to have anor. Less Rashi maybe means to say that the Rabbonin made up an Issa Muksa Me'ena Diraisa. They learned it out from this poster, just like you see the Sukkah itself, which is a mitzvah. The Torah said it's also Bano Midiraisa. So from that Issa Rano, the Rabbonin came to make out a new Muksa. That any time a thing is set aside to be used for the mitzvah, the Loch Riz Midirabbonin, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. But I call upon him Midirabbonin Mishum Muksa, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the mitzvah. So therefore, since the adasim are set aside for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to smell the adasim, calls them on the rind the lulav. So see. Elo Rabbeva. Esrik, mashenken, the esrik shal mitzvah, mutter l'arech boy. You should know the esrik, though you are allowed to smell. It's only the adasim you're not allowed to, but the esrik you're allowed to. What's the difference? My timer. Hadas, de l'arecha koi. What's the main purpose of hadasim? To smell it. Therefore, we say, ki akzai mirichayu akzayu. When you set it aside to say, now you're using it for the mitzvah. I'm not using it for my own purpose anymore. If these adasim are set aside for the mitzvah. So you're taking it away from your own use. So from which use did you take it away? From the use that it's aimed for smelling. Therefore, you're not allowed to smell it. Me'reichel, like Rashi says, shuderech hanos v'yaktsin. That's the normal manner to have enjoyment from the adasim. By smelling it, that's what you set aside not to say, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from it. Ma'ashenken esrud. The main purpose of an esrig, the main enjoyment, is eating it. So then we say, when you set aside this esrig now, to use it for the mitzvah, you know what you set it aside for, not to use for your own enjoyment? Eating it. You're not allowed to eat the esrig. That's called derech hanor. Mashenken, smelling it, that's not what it's aiming at, that's not the main purpose of it, therefore you're allowed to smell the esrig. The Yom Rabba says another locha. Hadas b'mechuber mutal arechboy. On Yom Tov or on Shabbos, when the hadasim are attached to the ground, they're still growing, you're allowed to bend down and smell it. To touch them, avad, you're not allowed to touch them. It's muksa. Anything that's mechuber, that's attached to the ground growing, you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But you're allowed to just put your nose near there and smell it. That's mutter. Esroi b'mechuber, let's say you have an esroig on the esroig tree, it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, also arechboy. You're not allowed to go and smell the esrig when it's on the tree. My timer, what's the difference? How come you're allowed to smell the adasim and not smell the esrig? So terrors like this. Hadasim l'areich koi. The main purpose of the hadasim is just to smell it. So therefore, Ishoris lay, if we'll say you're allowed to smell the hadasim, even though they're attached to the tree, providing you don't touch them, lo yosel l'megzayu. We're not afraid you'll come to pull it off. because the main enjoyment is smelling it. So you don't have to pull it off to smell it. You can smell it when it's on the tree. So therefore, we'll let you smell it. We're not afraid you'll come to pull it off the tree. Ma'ashen kein esrig telachilakoi. The main purpose of an esrig is to take a good bite in it and eat it. So therefore, yishorislei, if we'll say you're allowed to smell the esrig when it's still on the tree, we're afraid, osalim exayu. We're afraid you'll come to cut off the esrig because you want to eat it. And that's an issim midiraisa to pull off the esrig off the tree. Therefore, we make a gzeira on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to smell an esrig when it's on the tree. You can smell it when it's attached. You're not afraid, you worry about it, you'll forget yourself and pull it off. The main thing is to eat it, then we're afraid you'll pull it off to eat it. The Yom HaRabbah, Rabbah says like this, Lulav V'yamin. The mitzvah is you have to hold the lulav in your right hand with the other three minim attached. The lulav and the adasim and the rovas all go in the right hand. The yesrig bismoil, but the yesrig you have to hold in your left hand. That's lashon haGemara. It has to be in your left hand. My time. What's the reason? Hani tlos the mitzvah. The lulav has three of the minim together. There are three mitzvahs there. V'hai chod the mitzvah. And the yesrig is only one mitzvah. That's why the lulav is more choshev. That's why the more choshev apart goes in the right hand. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yemel Rab Zuriko, my timer, Loim of Archinim El Al Atilus Lulav, have the kasha. How come when we go to make a bracha on Dalin Minim, Lachur, there are four parts of the mitzvah here? How come we only make a bracha Al Atilus Lulav? Like, what happened to the Yesrig? How come we don't mention the Yesrig at all in the bracha? So, Marin says, Hoyu Lugvoye Mikulam, since the Lulav is the tallest of all the Dalin Minim, we make the bracha on the tallest one. Since it's the tallest, that's the most important one. So everything is called upon the lulav. That's why we make a bracha al natilas lulav. Fred Gemarim, that's the svara. For the gvili esrig, let's then pick up the esrig, like you're holding the esrig in your left hand. So let's say you should have to pick up the esrig all the way high and make a bracha al natilas esrig. Maybe that's pick it up. And of the Gemara, Malay, I don't mean to say because the Maestro Tzaya. I mean the min, the fruit itself. The lulav is the tallest of all dalaminim. That's why it's more choshev. The drash legvi elias rega. Kosak what that the havimina was, tohoyo de gavoya. The komra haino hoder min liyel. Shedra shalulav tsarach shiets lamalam and hada tefach. That we thought the Maestro, you have to hold it up. It has to be a tefach higher. You have to hold it up high. So the question was that maybe you have to hold up the lulav, the esrig high in hand also. The Torah says, no, v'minoi, givoyim ishloshan. L'maisa, the way it's grown, a lulav is always taller than the other, and all the other minim. That's why the lulav is the most choshev one. That's why we make a bracha al natilas lulav. We only mention the lulav in a bracha, we don't mention the esrig. But aga, what's masha from the Gemara here is that the esrig has to be in your left hand. And some people are more, when they walk around with their shanis, when they walk around, hold it, they want to hold the siddur in the left hand. So they do is they hold the lulav and the esrig in the right hand together. That's not the mitzvah. The Gemara says here, the mitzvah is the esrig b'smil. The esrig has to be in your left hand. Supposed to hold the lulav in your right hand. Mishum dahani tlosa mitzvah v'esrig echodem. V'afilu berichol of kfar, you made the broch already. V'yachakach noit le'pam sheni, v'goyin v'shas amiros ha'shanis. Sarach litla b'yamin. Still, you have told it this way, that the lulav in the right hand and the esrig in the left hand. V'yim not al shneim v'yoda yachas. Let's say you hold both of them in one hand. Kosa b'yorachayim d'lo yotze. You're not yotze the mitzvah then. But that's the taz the yotze. The taz holds you are yotze. Kivun shloi hoya esrig imoyim bagud achas. As long as it's not wrapped together, all four minyam. As long as the esrig is not wrapped together with the lulav, the taz holds you yotze. V'yayim b'mat yudah shechor l'kolov v'dayat korachayim. That the Mati Yud also holds, you're not Yotze if you hold the Esrig in your right hand. Olinyan halacha, yesh lahachmi b'shal Torah. That midiraisi, you should be machmi to hold the Esrig in your left hand. But tzarach lachsav litlev loy brocha. Therefore, the first day, if when you made the brocha, you were holding the lulav and the Esrig in your right hand, the paskins, you should make the brocha, you should do it over again, make the brocha over again. Hey, it's the first day, that's midiraisi, you should go to Churm and say to do the mitzvah over again. that you should hold the lulav in your right hand and the esrog b'davka in your left hand. But the next day, since it's only with the rabbonin, a suffix with the rabbonin, you go to kula, you would not have to make the bracha over again. But avad l'chatchilu, though, that's the mitzvah. L'chilu, the mitzvah is to hold the esrog in your left hand. Should be close together that year, but should be in the left hand. Right. So the Mishnah. Where did they make the Ninuim?